Hallo, liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer von M945to go. Ich bin Moritz Batscheider und ich darf zu euch sprechen, weil wir heute mal wieder ein bisschen was Ausgefalleneres mit euch vorhaben in unserem kleinen Podcast. Und zwar wollen wir heute ein kleines bisschen Werbung machen. Nichts für irgendwas Fremdes, Kommerzielles, sondern für einen anderen Podcast von uns. Der heißt Artsy Fartsy Immigrants und er wird moderiert von Jordan Prince. Von dem hat der oder die ein oder andere vielleicht schon mal gehört. Als Musiker, Jordan Prince macht Folk Rock, kommt aus New Orleans in den USA, lebt jetzt seit ein paar Jahren in München und versucht jetzt eben als Künstler hier Fuß zu fassen, um die Runden zu kommen vor allem auch. Und das klingt jetzt nach einer ganz netten Geschichte, die man mal erzählen kann auf der Bühne vor dem nächsten Song. Für Jordan Prince ist es aber mehr, weil er sucht Menschen, denen es ähnlich geht wie ihm. Menschen, die aus ihrem Heimatland auswandern und in einem fremden Land versuchen, Fuß zu fassen, um die Runden zu kommen im kreativen Bereich. Artsy Fartsy Immigrants. Eben. Dabei kommen viele spannende Geschichten raus. Es gibt mittlerweile, glaube ich, 9 Folgen online. Und in der neuesten zu Gast ist Alireza Golafshan. Er ist Drehbuchautor und Regisseur, hat an der HFF in München hier studiert, ursprünglich aus dem Iran, und hat letztes Jahr sein Debüt gegeben mit Die Goldfische, unter anderem mit Tom Schilling in einer der Hauptrollen, hat dafür den Bayerischen Filmpreis 2019 in der Kategorie Nachwuchs gewonnen. Und er spricht mit Jordan Prince darüber, wie es war, in Deutschland ja, künstlerisch aufzuwachsen, erfolgreich zu werden und vor allem auch, wie man denn Deutsch lernt, wenn man aus dem Iran oder aus den USA nach Deutschland kommt. Das soll es von mir gewesen sein. Hören wir den beiden selbst zu. Hier ist Artsy Fartsy Immigrants.
You know, it's 1998. You and your family you've just been kidnapped to Germany. And, you know, you're 12 years old. And how are you dealing with... Okay, first off, what village or what city do you go to?
We moved to Hannover, which is the best city in Germany to learn the language. Because
really?
They're famous for having no accent or dialect at all.
So Mo, would you agree with that?
Totally.
Yeah, it's like the pure German...
Really?
It's like foreign land for me.
I didn't know that. I didn't know there was a place in Germany that had like really pure...
Yeah, I don't know what it would be, you know, in the United States. I don't know.
I don't know. So. Maybe somewhere, maybe the Midwest, maybe something like Ohio or like, I don't know.
Like the real interesting places.
Yeah. Super interesting places.
Yeah, Hannover is a place like that, basically, like Ohio.
I don't know.
Niedersachsen is
Hannover, it's the Ohio of Germany.
Learn the language and get out.
You know? There's the soundbite. Hanover, the Ohio of Germany. Yeah. But like, okay, so you go to Hanover and then are you immediately jumping into school? You're also probably going through puberty or around.
Yeah,
like, so it started terrible. Right then.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think my sister had a rougher time than I had. I was kind of okay. I took everything that happened to me with neutral face and simplicity and just
no problem.
Go with the flow and everything like that. But, you know, I was, 12 years old and I had already done the sixth grade in Iran. Mm-hmm. And in order to, you know, for me to be able to keep up and to, you know, to learn the language, I repeated.
You repeated the sixth grade.
The sixth grade here in Germany.
Oh, okay. So. Okay. But you jumped right into going into school without speaking the language.
Yeah, that was kind of scary because like my parents like told me in a press conference that we're going to stay here in Germany. It was like as simple as that, and I said okay. And then like a week later, it's because we were already into, you know, the school in Germany begins earlier than in Iran.
Right.
You know, we have 3 months of holidays in Iran in summer. Here just like 6 weeks. So the school had already begun, and they said, "Okay, next week you're going to German school."
What the fuck?
And I knew a couple of things like Vasa or
like what I know,
like you know, yeah, I was Zahnstocher, which is toothpick. I don't know why I knew that. It was one of my first German words, but They said, okay, go to school and you'll learn. And the first year is not, doesn't really matter because if you fail,
I mean, that's really like okay. Like the family equivalent of like throwing a baby in the water so they learn how to swim.
Yeah, it's true. It worked because when you're 12 years old, you just do it. It's like a game. You don't, you know, especially for boys. And that's why I say it was a little harder for my sister, I guess, because, I think, you know, girls rely much more on communication, you know, verbal communication. Boys are like, do you play football? I said, yes, okay. And we were friends just like this, you know.
That's really true, actually, yeah. And, you know. I remember the first friend I ever made in first grade. We had also moved, but not that big of a jump. Mm-hmm. But I was a new school and I was in first grade. And I sat down at a table and this guy, oh, man, Cody Coleman? No. Something like that. Oh man, that's good. Caleb Null. Caleb Null mm-hmm. was my first friend at the new school because we sat down at that table and he was like, "Hey, do you want to see the scab on my knee?" And I said, "Yeah." And then he lifted his shorts and showed this bloody knee and I was like, "Cool." We were friends from first grade until we graduated. Yeah. It's easy for boys. Like, you're right. Yeah. Oh man, and so the language came eventually, like kind of on its own through this fresh.
Yeah, I don't remember when I, you know, the time when I like said, okay, I now know how to speak German. It was just at the time I could speak German. But you know, I was fortunate to have parents who did speak German and who could, you know, support me at home and try to.
They both spoke fluent German.
Yeah, because they lived here in the 70s, like for 6 years or so. And Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, especially my father was really behind, you know, trying to push me and to get better in German because you reach very easily like the, you know, a level of you know, knowledge of a language where you can communicate easily and everyone understands you and you can more or less understand everything. And that's like the 90%. But for the rest 10%, you need someone to kick your ass, basically.
That's really true.
And it was my father who had himself had an accent, but he knew what was, you know, what the sound of what is German without accent. So he tried to push me there. So he said, no, it's not really, you're not really there yet. You have to try harder. And
It's interesting that you say that, though, because I think since I've been learning. Because I didn't start trying to learn this language until I was already 25. Mm-hmm. So what I've noticed too is there's definitely this plateau that you're talking about around the 90%. I've seen that in a few people who are ahead of me, but I think there's even a few more plateaus. Like there's definitely, okay, I'm comfortable now, like going to places by myself and ordering something. And maybe having like an interaction where someone asks me the directions and that's enough for like, okay, that's my plateau now. You need like another kick in the ass to get to, okay, I'm starting conversations with someone or I'm like allowing them to not know that I speak a different language yet. And then you have this other, but it's so many levels to doing this. It's crazy. I really wish that we would have been forced to, I mean, maybe German didn't make so much sense living in New Orleans, but I don't understand why they don't put Spanish with these kindergartners, with these first graders. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I know a lot of Americans who don't speak the second language because, you know, with English you can, you know, it's fine everywhere, you know, so there's no need really. Actually, I have to think of one scene I saw in Paris like 10 years ago. I was there as a tourist and I was waiting in line for a counter to buy tickets for the subway. Mm-hmm. And there were like couple of young men from Britain, and they wanted to order, you know, to buy those tickets, and they were talking in the, I don't know where they were from Manchester or something, but they had this real, I'm not sure if you would have understood them, you know, because it was
just really, super strong accent.
Yeah, super strong accent, but in their eyes it was English, you know, the international language. And this poor woman, and French woman who was sitting there at the counter didn't understand the words, but they were like repeating. I don't know how I can't imitate it, but Yeah, it was kind of ignorant to think that just because it's English, even if it was like.
But it's also a thing Germans do when foreigners don't understand them, they just speak louder.
That's true. I've experienced that. And the funny thing, I had a phase too where like my second year here, I was spending a lot of time with Germans and I was trying with German, but still way too shy.
Yeah.
And I had this thing where I was trying to communicate with Germans who didn't really speak English well at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I found I was starting to hear myself speak my own language differently. Mm-hmm. I would speak English with them, but I would maybe say it maybe a little differently.
Yeah,
and I was like, why do I have an accent all of a sudden? You know, I would hang out with like these three guys all the time. And then the next day I'd be by myself and I'd hear myself say it to a friend on the phone. And he's like, you sound weird. I was like, I do sound weird. What am I doing? God.
Yeah, but there's definitely something like international English, you know. I mean, you can set your Siri or Alexa device or whatever it is to Indian English, which a friend of mine did.
Really?
Yeah, it's so cool. You got to try
it. I love that accent.
I did it. Okay, that's probably too offending too, because I'm from Iran. Maybe I'm allowed to do it.
I think you're allowed to do it. Oh, man, Mo was doing it before you came in, and he's really good at it. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No, oh, but man. You should try that.
Look out, baby. The saints are coming through. And it's all over now, baby blue.
Artsy Fartsy Immigrants, ein Podcast von John Prince und Moritz Batscheider, produziert für M94.5.